We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
You can't even see anybody anyway.
Earlier on the show, I think it was during the 6 o'clock hour, you mentioned that there were a couple of guys who had set an MBTA record over the weekend by riding on every line and visiting every stop on the tee.
Yeah, their record was confirmed by Guinness Book over the weekend.
Okay. One of those guys is on the phone right now on the Framingham Ford studio line, Dominic DeLuzio. Hey, Dominic.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. So we were talking about you during the 6 o'clock hour. I'm sure you've heard. And the you set this record, and it was you and a buddy, correct?
Correct. Yes.
And how old are you?
I'm 33.
33 years old. What
yeah,
made you
that.
Not a lot going on the weekend, I guess. What made you decide that you guys were going to do this?
Well, it was a few years ago. I was at a friend's birthday and talking with one of his friends at dinner, and we had a similar sort of interest and hobby, I guess, and he had done it on his own with another friend, sort of unofficially, and I kind of felt that I wanted to do it for some reason, and I wanted to make it as official as possible, because if his records have been made, but nothing was official, and I kind of felt if I'm going to do it, I want it to be done official so I don't waste my time.
Yeah.
And so I had applied to Guinness about a month or two later. This was 2016, I think, actually, because we had done the challenge in August of 2017. So it took about 6 months for that application to go through and everything be verified. And they sent the list of requirements of what we need to submit and everything. And that summer was when we did the challenge. So it was done. It was signed up in July of 2016 to make the record sort of official and have it go through the process, whatever. And then did the challenge. Got notified in January of 2017 that the application was approved, and then did it in August of 2017, and then finally got approved last Friday.
Oh, great. So
great.
It was actually a month that it took you to do this. Is that correct?
It took a day to do it,
okay.
But it took months of, you know, planning and
right.
and the application process and
what was
submitting
the,
all the evidence and stuff.
What was the worst thing, the strangest thing you saw on the MBTA during this record-breaking attempt?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. I don't know, because it's interesting, because we started at 5:30 in the morning, and there was so much we had to do, because we had to record our times at each stop
yeah.
and take photos and everything, that the whole 7 hours, much of it, I was staring at the damn clock and writing down times. And I'm sure there was some really crazy stuff going on around me that I was just totally tuned out of. I didn't really see anything other than the normal craziness that goes on, to be honest.
No naked guy in the trench coat?
No, there were definitely some weird looks that I got from people, because I'm sitting there with my stopwatch and a camera mounted to myself, because we had to record
oh
the entire thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there was definitely the awkwardness of that. And looking back to the footage and just seeing things that I didn't see, because I'm, you know, looking at the clipboard and just having people staring at me, trying to be like, what the hell is this guy doing?
Do you have a favorite stop on the tee, since you've been to every single one? Is it Leechmere, or like, what's it? What is your?
I don't know, I've always sort of liked Government Center,
yeah.
because there's a lot of history there, there's a lot of changes over the years, and my favorite thing about the system is being able to find sort of these clues and hints of the old station and the old, you know, the history that's left behind, that's sort of like, unless you know where to look, you'll never see it.
Yeah.
And so there's tons of it there. There's abandoned sections of the station. There's abandoned stations next to that station and such. So there's a lot going on there that I like and that I'm always interested in. And that sort of always stuck out to me there.
All right. Well, listen, congratulations. This is a record that the experts are saying will never be broken because nobody wants to break it.
I'm fine with that.
Congratulations to you, Dominic, and your buddy, and what's next? Are you gonna try to, I don't know, fly to every airport in the United States?
How about the bus? You gonna take the bus?
Oh my God, there was someone that's gone and like taken all the buses to all the stops, and he's like documented every stop, and it's taken him years. He's like, I think 18 or 19. He's been doing it since he was 13.
You're
and I think he just finished like a year ago.
People need to, does he have, wow. I mean, the guy, I mean, get a life. I mean, like get a spouse.
Guy likes buses.
And the guy he likes buses. All right, Dominic, thank you.
It's all a transit weird thing.
Yeah, it's a transit thing. I get it. Yeah. All right. Thank you. There he is.
Wow.
Interesting. Somebody says, a texter says, I would rather ride the MBTA for an entire day than listen to this interview any further.
Yeah, wow. I think it's kind of fun. It's a cool thing.
It's kind of interesting. Some people love trains. Like there are people who are obsessed, not only subways, but the actual
train enthusiasts.
They love them.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bucket list trip in Canada is to go from the Maritimes across the country to Vancouver.
Yeah.
I think that's the last line where the train actually has a kitchen car.
Really?
On North America, that's the last line. They actually have a working kitchen.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, what do they do in Amtrak? They're just heating everything up in the microwave? I thought that stuff was prepared in advance. all right. It's 9:08, and today's weather brought to you by Cantiani Insurance. It is going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to get up to 48 for a high today, and it is 46 already. Waiting in line at the registry is awful. Cantiani Insurance goes for their clients every day for free. If you want to save money, call 508-791-2088 or go to CantianiInsuranceAgency.com for all of your insurance needs. Cantiani Insurance in Worcester or the East Douglas Insurance Agency in Douglas. Great service, great prices.
Very interesting stat I read about. For the first time, over 51% of young adults are single.
Wait a minute. For the first time, the majority of young adults are single and not married.
That's correct.
And what is the, when you say young, what's the age?
18 to 34.
18 to 34. That's interesting.
Now, this is an actual stat that was published by the University of Chicago. They've been doing this study since 1986.
Okay.
And they say that 51% is the highest number ever recorded. The previous high was 45% back in 2016, and the lowest was 33% in 2004.
Huh. What do you think that's about?
Is expensive.
What's that?
Life is expensive.
Is expensive?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, when you live by yourself, your expenses are 50% less than when you live with somebody else.
I think it's the inverse, isn't it?
It would be the opposite.
If
you live with somebody, you split the expenses.
Yeah, if they work.
Well, okay. Sorry. Just my opinion. My opinion is that it's cheaper to be alone than with somebody else.
Not if you're splitting all the bills, though.
Well,
like, I would love to be with somebody right now to split my mortgage, my electricity, my cable bill, like all that.
Okay.
Okay. It's because Andy pays the bills. He doesn't.
I just love it. Sorry, I have an opinion. You asked a question. I gave you what I was thinking.
We're just trying to understand what you mean by that. Because logically,
By it is I think it's cheaper to live by yourself. You can have three roommates.
Live by yourself with the three roommates.
With roommates, that's a clarifier. Now we understand.
Well, I understand what he's saying because he's lived with three separate people and had three kids, and that got really expensive.
Yes.
Right?
I've never missed a payment.
I know, you haven't. That's why it's expensive.
I've never missed a payment.
You keep up on that. I think it's something that Danielle says.
I think it's cheaper to live alone.
I think these days a lot of people, you know, we do the stories about it from time to time. A lot of people are traveling. They're opting to focus more on their careers and their career development, and they want life experiences up front instead. You know, traditionally people used to wait for retirement, and then they'd have, you know, they'd go to Crimson Travel to get the free brown bag, and they'd book that trip they'd been saving for their whole lives, you know, but after they had the kids and the kids moved out of the house and the grandkids were born and all that stuff, these days people are kind of doing it in reverse, where they want to experience that stuff when they're young and then settle down later.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think that the people aren't having kids as early as they used to.
No, definitely
so
not.
So there's no need to be with somebody else. They can be single.
I don't think marriage is as important as it used to be.
No.
Yeah.
Because it's
the institution of marriage. It was something you had. It was something people felt you had to do for a long time.
Yeah.
Right.
And after a while, with the divorce rate in this country and everything, it may be cheaper, right, LB?
Maybe it's Tinder. Know? Maybe it's the fault of Tinder or Bumble. Right.
I got what I need on Tinder. I don't need to like get married.
Right.
Yeah, you don't have to blow $100 on dinner. You just drive your car over to the chick's house.
Right. There you
watch a movie. A
couple of Hot Pockets.
Here's a text. Danielle, it says it sounds, a texter says, you sounds like you need a sugar daddy, and this texter is willing to help with that.
Thanks. You got to be cool with animals and splitting your food and sitting on the same side at the restaurant. What else? I have a bunch of criteria we can talk.
You're one of those same side.
I'm a same sider.
Same side booth people.
Yeah, I like same siding it. Why not? I like it. Be close to the one you love, and then you can share their entree. The frig. Why not? Right. I'd rather. I hate when you go out to dinner with your partner or your spouse or whatever else, and they basically roll their arms around the back of the plate and they're like, no, if you wanted to try this, you should have ordered it yourself. I'm like, dude, I'd rather order like a few things and like split them and try them all instead of just being like, this is my steak and that is your chicken. I'm going to draw a line. I'm France and you're Norway. Don't come over here. I'm like, what?
All right. Well, for the first time in a long time, if ever, over 51% of those between the ages of 18 and 34 are single. Interesting information, Danielle. Mm-hmm. It is 9:14 and time for this.
And now, LB.
I don't need to know what Google is because I can Google it to get to Google.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by my hair doctors, Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Dr. Robert Leonard. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR. Change your lettuce, change your life.
Second and three. Down the field, they go. Gronkowski has it at the 2-yard line.
Yeah, you got to love it that Gronk's going off. What do they call it? Under
retires?
The sun.
No, it's a stroke.
No, walking.
He's having a. Do the tongue test.
Smile. Let me see the left side of your face.
He's having a stroke.
Yep, I'm going down. The future Hall of Famer has called it a career. He'll be 30 in 2 months. He's the GOAT at tight end, and he called it a career after 3 rings. And I said it before. I think he's the best tight end of all time. So. Good luck to Gronk. If he takes a year off and then wants to come back, we'd love to have you. Gillette, big fella. Mr. Kraft's arraignment is Thursday down in Florida. You know the details. Seltzer backing into the playoffs, losing their fourth in a row.
As the Celtics drop another, Brad Stevens, Greg Popovich, good friends. Aldridge had a night, 48 points for LaMarcus Aldridge. Back to the drawing board for the Celtics. Worst home loss of the season.
Ouch, 115-96 to the Spurs. Just a tough one. The fifth seed, they're still in it. They're going to the playoffs, and they're in Cleveland tomorrow night. The Bruins have the Lightning tonight down south. That's number one versus the Black and Gold at number two in the East. Bees have won 4 in a row and are 7-up on the third-place Toronto Maple Leafs. And that's all about home ice advantage, so that's a good thing when it comes to the playoffs. We're on to week 2 of March Madness. Thursday, Sweet 16, number 9 seed UCF missed 2 last-second layups to upset top seed Duke. And the Knights lose 77-76 in a barn burner. And regionals this week are in Louisville, Virginia, Oregon, and Tennessee. I won't say it. Number one, NC. Number two, Tennessee. Number one, Virginia. Number three, Houston were all winners. And they're moving on. Our Red Sox are out in the desert taking on the Cubbies. And Theo, tonight and tomorrow, they're playing at Mesa. Sox beat the Pirates 12-3 at JetBlue on Saturday. PGA's Valspar Championship winner Paul Casey at 8-under. NASCAR from Ridgeway, Virginia. The STP 500, Brad Keselowski, takes home a million and change. I'm LB. It's an AF Sports Minute.
All right, LB, thank you. And now the news, and it is brought to you this hour by
Mercedes-Benz. The reimagined 2020 Mercedes-Benz GLE has more of everything, including optional third-row seating. Comes fully equipped with the Mercedes-Benz user experience and natural voice recognition, so you and your car can be seamlessly connected. Visit MBUSA.com or your local dealer to schedule your test drive today. So just want to recap a big story we spoke about earlier this morning. Attorney General William Barr yesterday made public the key findings of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's long-awaited report regarding Trump and Russia and collusion, and it concluded that neither Trump nor any of his aides did collude with Russia to interfere in the 2016 election. Barr did add that Mueller and his staff did not make any conclusions about whether Trump obstructed justice. President was boarding Air Force One yesterday in Florida and had this to say to reporters.
It was just announced there was no collusion with Russia. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration. It's a shame that our country had to go through this. To be honest, it's a shame that your president has had to go through this before I even got elected. It began. And it began illegally. And hopefully somebody's going to look at the other side. This was an illegal takedown that failed. And hopefully somebody's going to be looking at the other side. So it's complete exoneration, no collusion, no obstruction. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Should have celebrated with a bottle of Russian dressing at the end of that.
Do you like the Russian dressing?
Oh, on a roast beef sandwich, nothing really? Better. Nothing better.
Yep.
And nothing better than a little Russian dressing added to a roast beef sandwich. Well, maybe ranch dressing added to a roast beef sandwich would be better than Russian dressing.
You're really crushing all the people in the North Shore Beefs group.
Actually, you know what? I probably would say that the best is the Thousand Island dressing. And there is a difference between the Thousand Island and the Russian. Some people don't.
I can't tell.
You can't tell the difference? There is a.
And what is that?
Well, I think the Thousand Island tends to be creamier than the Russian. Is a creamy one, but it's more. Maybe it's not creamier. It's more
chunky,
ketchup-y kind of.
I see what you mean. Like pulpy. You
know, yes.
I'm gonna have to go home and research this.
Yes.
It's a win-win either way. If you have Russian, no. Well then,
I'll give me the Thousand Island.
Yeah, you're okay.
I'll take it.
Okay, fine.
All right. What else is going on news-wise, Danielle?
I have a little cautionary tale for those of you who may have fathered a child and skipped out on the child support. Not you, LB, because we know you've never missed a payment.
Right.
I have many kids, but I'm not a sellout.
That you know about. Yeah. there's a woman who lives in San Diego County who has gone after child support from her ex-husband 50 years after he left her with a three-year-old.
Really?
Her ex-husband chose to go to Canada instead of paying the court-ordered child support that was granted in the early 70s. The woman said she put it on the back burner and kind of forgot about it for a long time. Now, she rents part of her house, and she's retired, so she's a little tight with money. Her name is Toni Anderson, by the way. And she went back and looked up her old court papers. And she recently found out that her ex-husband is living in Oregon. He's back in the States. And because they live in California, he's still responsible for the back payments. Now, originally, she would have been owed a total payment of $30,000. With interest, that payment has now ballooned to $170,000. Also a good lesson in investing there, kids. Put your money in the bank. And she wants to spread the word to other single parents, both men and women, that if they have an ex who skipped out on child support, even if it was many, many years ago, you can still go after them to get the money.
Bonus. Bonus payment.
Absolutely. So her attorney says that they went to a private hearing last week. They reached a settlement of $150,000, and the ex-husband is, quote-unquote, very panicked.
But I would assume that the 52-year-old should have to move in with her in order to in order to make that fair. Like if she's going to use that child support to take care of the kid, then it should be the 52-year-old has to move in with her.
Wow.
All right, what else?
Let's get to my spirit animal story of the day. And I don't mean the squirrel. I mean the bus driver.
Yeah.
Happened in South Carolina. A school bus driver swerved to avoid hitting two squirrels on Friday morning and instead crashed into a house.
I appreciate the thought here by the school bus driver, but I mean, just run the squirrels over.
Right.
I know, Danielle, I know you don't want to hear it.
You were them.
We have an overabundance of squirrels when it comes to the animal kingdom and the squirrel population. And in this particular case, swerving and ramming your bus into a tree to avoid squirrels does nothing for anybody. It does, I mean, I guess does something for the squirrels, but they're probably going to, they probably ran across an hour later and were run over by an 18-wheeler. Yeah.
Now, everyone is okay. The six students on board and the bus driver, they're all fine. But we have some great witness audio who graces us with some sound effects while telling the story.
I looked out my front door. There is a bus that had crashed into the house across the street. It was a howl and a cry, like in pain or something. I couldn't figure out what was going on. It sounded like metal scraping on wood also, and a loud bang, loud crash.
But the two squirrels are okay.
They're fine.
That's good news.
Then they got picked off by a hawk.
Let's see. Hang on a second. This is Bubba on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Bubba?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's going on, man?
So the reason the Thousand Island seems thicker or perhaps creamier, it's originally a mayo base, but it's actually not ketchup. It's a chili sauce.
Oh.
Is that true?
That is true, yes.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. All right.
As well as your relish, but chili sauce, garlic, that's your base.
And last time we were talking about roast beef sandwiches, roast beef sandwiches?
Yes.
Didn't somebody recommend the James River sauce?
Well, that's the standard roast beef sauce, is the James River barbecue.
It is.
So when you go get your beef,
yeah,
and you say you want sauce or a three-way, the James River is the gold standard for roast beef sauce.
The James River is the gold standard of the roast beef sandwich sauces.
Do you get a smile from the butcher when you say, can I get a three-way?
Absolutely. I like to dip my fries in the James River. Especially when I go to Kelly's, I'll usually order a hot dog with relish, and then I'll ask for a side of the sauce for the beef, and half the time they look perplexed. They're like, you didn't order a beef. I'm like, it's for my fries.
It's just for the
fries. Give me the container. It's for the fries. I'm going to drink it. I would drink that stuff. It's so good.
Really?
So good.
It's delicious. All right. Anything else news-wise that we should talk about, Danielle?
A couple guys in trouble after they shot at the Prudential Center.
Huh.
Police got a call about 2:00 yesterday morning that shots had been fired through the one of the windows in the Prudential Center on Boylston Street. They did arrest two individuals, Mario Escobar and Carlos Perez Mejia, both of them facing multiple charges for the damage. And we've got some up-talking reaction to the story.
It's pretty concerning just thinking about like all of the things that have happened with the Boston Marathon. So I know this will definitely put people on edge, but also thinking about the foot traffic that comes through here, it's definitely dangerous.
What was the reasoning? Do we know why they did it?
I didn't see a reason why. I don't know if they've figured one out yet.
Oh, all right.
Well,
glad they figured out who did it.
Yeah.
Remember when the windows were constantly falling out of the Hancock building? They didn't put the windows in right.
Right.
And people would be walking down the street and a giant plate of glass would fall 75 stories down.
Yeah, without warning.
It was like crazy.
Glass, they had to put like a fence perimeter around it. It was a couple of years.
Yeah, it was.
It was amazing nobody died.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
That is
the news. And coming up on tomorrow's show at 7:30, it's Nancy Know-It-All, our very own in-studio Know-It-All, will attempt to help one of you who is facing one of life's dilemmas. So be here for that at 7:30 tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Coming up in just a moment or two, we will be joined by Olivia Newton-John.
Woo!
Very excited.
Big time.
Earmoth Unplugged with I don't know which earmoth we'll ask her about all of her earmoths, except for Let's Get Physical, because nobody likes that song.
What? But, get out of here. You are nuts. That's a great song.
Wasn't that from a movie about some kind of a gym or something? Two people who fell in love at a... Am I right about that?
I think that was just a song at first. But did they use it in that movie with Jamie Lee Curtis? And who else was in that?
Wasn't Travolta in it?
Was it Travolta?
Am I thinking of... what movie
am
I thinking of?
There was some Fakakta story where he was working for a magazine and he had to do some kind of story on the fitness craze of the 80s.
Yeah, it was like the Jane Fonda workout craze thing or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to need some help from one of our movie-cologists who is listening right now. I do have some tickets to give away, though, and I'm going to do that right now. If you are the seventh caller on the Framingham Ford Studio line, which is 617-764-9223, then you are going to win a pair of tickets to go see Red Sun Rising, the Peel Tour, which is at the Palladium coming up on Sunday. So, seventh caller right now, 617-764-9223 will win those tickets. Today's weather, it is going to be sunny and the temperature is going to get close to 50. And then the rest of this week, it is going to be in the 50s and a couple days are going to be in maybe in the 60s. Not
Love
just
it.
60, but in the 60s.
Yeah.
So
finally
spring. And we have, what do we have, like about 2 weeks until the home opener? April 9th is the home opener. So we're getting pretty close just to all the spring activities. Here's a text asking if I noticed that Bruce Springsteen was in town again over the weekend.
Oh, boy.
And I saw Only in Boston was tweeting a picture of Bruce hanging out at some vegetarian food retail food place. And then this texter says, I was in Boston Friday night for the Hockey East playoffs, checking into the Westin Copley Place, and Bruce walked right by me.
What? Oh.
It's a great hotel.
He's slumming it over there at the Westin Copley?
He's in Boston all the time now. Springsteen.
His girlfriend.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. No, I think it's probably his son. I think his son is...
He graduated a while ago.
I don't know if he did or not. Maybe he's doing grad school or something like that.
Maybe he got a job here.
Maybe.
What, Bruce? Yeah.
No, his son.
Bruce has a job.
He's waiting tables over there.
Bruce doesn't need a job. He's the boss.
he doesn't work. He's the boss. I don't know. It's so interesting that he's here all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been like
it's a mystery.
Three times in the last couple of months, the greatest artist in the history of musical artists, Bruce Springsteen, has been in our city.
Maybe he's doing something with the cars.
Who knows?
Yeah.
You mean the band, not the automobile.
That's
not,
right.
Not yeah. I wonder if our next guest has ever had the opportunity if she's ever been asked to do a duet with Bruce Springsteen. Olivia Newton-John joins us right now here on the Hillman Morning Show. Hello?
Good morning. How are you?
How are you?
Very good, thanks.
We were talking about how Bruce Springsteen was in town over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if you ever had the opportunity to do any kind of a duet with him or anything like that.
No, I've never. No, I haven't, unfortunately.
By the way, I love the voice, but I was the accent. I was so interested to read, I think, that you were not actually born in Australia, as most people believe. Is that correct?
That's right. I was born in England, and we migrated there when I was 5. My father was a master of a college, and he was the youngest master of a college in Australia, so we emigrated there for him to take that position.
Wow.
Interesting.
Oh, see, yeah. Well, there you go. Well, there you are. Well, it is exciting to have you on the show, and
thank you.
Your new memoir, Don't Stop Believin', is available and out there now. And I guess my first question would be, why now? Why this? Were you able to remember everything, or do you think that there's some things that you left out?
Well, I only wrote what I can remember, obviously. I'm sure there's tons of stuff I left out. I mean, I thought of things right away after I finished it. Oh, that was a funny story, but, you know, you can't do everything. So I tried to tell stories that I hope people find interesting or entertaining, and I did it. Really, it was inspired by the fact that they were making a movie of my life in Australia, and I wanted to make sure that the facts were correct, so I thought, well, I better write my version, because I don't know what they're going to say.
Yeah.
So that was the inspiration.
I can't believe that you thought you were too old to play Sandy, and you almost turned down that role.
Yeah. You know, when you look back, I don't know how you were as a young man or... women were very critical of ourselves when we're young, when we're perfect, you know. So I look back now and I laugh, but at that time I was concerned I couldn't play 18. But I look at it now and I can't imagine what I was worried about.
Well, it's a good thing you did. I mean, that's you think is that the thing you're most known for is Grease?
Probably I would say that physical. And I did, you know, I had success in country music before I made the movie, and my career was doing very well musically in America. So, but I'd say that probably took me to another stratosphere, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there was Xanadu after that.
Yeah, Xanadu. Yeah. Oh, hello.
Hey, she got to work with, you got to work with Gene Kelly. I mean, come on.
I know, that was an amazing gift. John Travolta to Gene Kelly, Dancing with the Stars.
you and Travolta had a crush on each other, correct?
We had a crush on each other as Danny and Sandy, so it really worked for our characters. But we both had boyfriends and girlfriends at the time, so it was never a relationship. But we're still good mates. We even spoke a couple of days ago. So
oh, you did?
Really nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Did I read something about... They were talking about a reboot where you guys play the parents, you and John Travolta?
No.
No. I mean, they've had hundreds of ideas over the years, but no one's really come together to us with a great script. I think it's too late now. I think it may not be a good idea now. We laugh about, you know, I laugh about that maybe we reunite in an old people's home in 10 years from now or something. But I don't think it's... it's timely to do a reboot. I think the movie stands on its own. It does great now.
Yeah, I don't
it's
think so.
Yeah. Great I can't stand. As it is, you know.
They remake everything, and it's. Yeah. I don't like it.
Well, they probably will eventually do it.
Now,
you know?
Earlier this morning, when I said that we were going to have you on the show, Olivia Newton-John, somebody called and said she is in the Jupiter, Florida area. And they wanted me to find out if you've ever driven by the Orchids of Asia Salon, where some got in trouble recently, the day spa over there, the Orchids of Asia.
Oh, I know the area. I haven't been in the spa.
Oh, good. That's good to know.
That's good. Do you spend all year in Florida, or do you have a house in?
We move around. We move around a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm in California right now, but Jupiter's our base.
Anything that when you were writing this book, anything that you were worried about including?
There were some things that, you know, I didn't want this to be, it's not a book of gossip about other people. It's just stories in my life and stories that I wanted to talk about. And I think it's a positive book. It's an uplifting book and, you know, through my life and dealing with stuff. And, the things I didn't want to talk about, I just didn't, you know, that's the good thing about writing your own book.
Did you have to? So if you use someone's name, like you told a story about two friends on a vacation or something, do they have to okay that?
They don't have to, but you know, I wouldn't say anything negative about my friends, and sure. I think there are more people upset if they weren't included than they were, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right.
What about me?
Well, if I'd met you earlier, you know.
What does this text mean? Ask her about the theory that they were dead in Greece. Do you know what that is?
Goodness, that's some silly thing that went around that when we took off in the car, somebody created this. It's amazing how someone can come up with an idea and then eventually it becomes like people think it's true. So that's the scary thing about rumors. There was some. Somebody invented the fact that we were actually dead, and that's why when we took off in the car, we were actually already dead. It was crazy.
Oh.
Anyway,
okay.
I think from that, we just assumed that Greece was the first zombie movie.
Yes. The whole thing was afterlife limbo?
The whole thing was in
Rydell
the afterlife.
High was in limbo?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Anyway, it's silly.
All right, well... Listen, it has been a delight to have you on, Olivia Newton-John, and the book is called Don't Stop Believing, and it's your first memoir, and it's been great having you on the show this morning, and we hope to have you on again.
Okay, can I boast a little that
sure.
the book is number 7 on the New York Times bestseller list this week? So
ooh, nice.
And climbing.
It's a new chart for me that I never thought I'd be on.
That's awesome.
You're
that's
amazing.
Yeah. That's amazing. Well, good for you.
And I did an audiobook also.
Oh, you did?
Ooh, Greg, you need that.
Oh, I'm going to listen to that. And you do it in the Olivia Newton-John voice, right? You don't try to sound
the only one I have, yeah.
All right, okay. I don't know if you're like Elizabeth Holmes, the inventor, where you talk in a deeper voice sometimes to try to be taken seriously. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, there's Olivia Newton-John.
The dead theory is that at the beginning of the movie, Danny explains that when he met Sandy, I saved her life, she nearly drowned, like in the song.
Yeah.
And according to the fan theory, Sandy did drown, and the whole movie is basically just a fantasy playing in her head as she struggles for oxygen, and the car flies away when she is sent to heaven. That's a little macabre.
Wow, there's somebody that doesn't have a life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I wrote a fan fiction piece about it, actually. Well, I'm really into, Greece fan fiction.
That's
erotic Greece fan fiction.
That's horrible.
It's kind of like Bob's Burgers fan fiction.
They must have a Greece convention. Do they have a Greece
convention?
They're sure. People, love that. My wife loves that movie. I bought her, there was a script, one of the original scripts online.
Yeah.
So I got one of those, and there was a time.
Autographed 8x10.
She would watch it and follow along on the script.
Really? She would love a remake with Cumberbatch.
Yes,
oh, yeah, Cumberbatch.
Say that.
You know what?
Danny, Cumberbatch would be a great
Danny Zuko.
No, yeah. Cumberbatch would be an awesome Kinnicky.
Yeah. So you actually, and she watches the movie and along with the script?
When I gave it to her, yeah, she would do that.
Interesting.
But now she just does that with Sherlock now.
I mean, not for nothing. You know how many guys out there wear the same leather jacket that Danny wore? And then it was his.
None. I mean,
think about the year his head is in.
What year is he living in?
The 80s. Valid point.
No, he wore a leather jacket.
I got you, buddy. Yes, I'm on your side, bro. Yes, it's okay. Yes, I'm with you. I am here for this.
Gosh. In my grill today.
I'm not.
No, I didn't see.
No. Yeah. Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hope that nothing gets stuck in your grill today.
If it does,
let's hope you notice it before you put it in the garage.
I missed a deer this morning.
That was a human.
Let's see. This is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning, guys. Another great show.
Thanks, Bill.
Hey, Chu, you didn't ask her about her. She's an advocate for the CBD oil.
Has she survived cancer twice?
Is it twice?
I think it's.
Oh, I know the one time.
Yeah.
Twice though.
Yeah.
That's tough.
All right. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime at waaf.com, or you can find it on the radio.com app. And that is the only way that you can take WAAF with you wherever you go. So you can download our app and listen to us anytime. Radio.com is the only place to go for that. On the show tomorrow at 7:30 or so, it's Nancy Know-It-All. On Wednesday, it is Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer. He is going to be here on Wednesday answering all of your legal questions for free. And on Thursday's show, Stowe 5-0, and we'll go inside the warped female brain coming up on Thursday. There's something else I wanted to mention. Oh, and just a quick plug, one more plug for Monday's Mutt, who was in here earlier this morning. Emmy Lou is a pit mix.
Yep. Okay. Little pitsy. She's like a pocket pitty. She's small.
Six years old.
6 years old.
Such a cute dog.
Sweetheart.
Has had like a really hard life.
She was bred a lot and dumped,
yeah,
which unfortunately happens with pit bulls all the time.
Yeah.
And a lot of other dogs too. But she's got a little deformity in her back legs. If I remember correctly, she preferred to be the only dog in the home.
Yeah.
You can find her info and a bio and a photo on the Monday's Mutt Instagram at Monday's Mutt. Greg went live earlier. You can check that out in his stories on Instagram. It'll be on the WAAF Facebook page, facebook.com/WAAFrocks. And she's available through Forever Paws Shelter. If you are with a recognized rescue or shelter in the area, please feel free to reach out. Monday's Mutt at WAAF.com. I am scheduling the coming weeks for the segment.
Excellent.
And get you in here and get some dogs adopted.
Unfortunately, I was Instagram live when she chose to use the studio rug as a toilet. I mean,
it'd be
stressful
in here. You know, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah. What is these people? It's a radio studio, not a dog park. I mean, what are they?
Well, it's the best thing about being a dog hill dog.
You can just
gotta
go anywhere.
Let it rip.
That is not the worst thing that's been on this floor.
All right. Up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz. You get over an hour of nonstop rock, completely commercial-free. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.